women's gains with Islam. With the advent of Islam, women, independent of their families or social statuses, have become to be accepted as full members of society and have gained the right to enjoy privileges that had previously been enjoyed mostly by men. When we look at the first periods of Islam, we see that women were very active in every sphere of life. And quite the opposite from today's submissive Muslim women expectations, women at that time led quite visible social lives. 16th Surah, verse 12, tells the believing women to pledge their alliance to the Prophet with no mention of a male guardian, thus requiring them to give their own decisions for such an important event like converting religion. With this conversion, they acquired the right to enjoy all rights and freedoms within the newly formed society of which they had become members, without any discrimination based on their sexes. They also participated in emigration alone by their free wills. These women, who had now gained a legal status within society, became individuals who could now legally receive their husband's or father's inheritance, who could make their own decisions in matters like marriage or divorce, who could receive their own dowry, who had the right to manage their own property, who had the freedom to live without being subject to any man. In short, who had acquired the freedom to manage their own lives without any man's intervention. We should underline the fact that in the Quran, there is no statement against women's active participation in life. In addition to this, a study of historical sources and hadiths would reveal that many Muslim women participated in life alongside men without facing any gender-based discrimination. Coming across businesswomen, poets, women experts in law, women religious leaders, or even warrior women was not something extraordinary during the days of the Prophet and of the Rashidun Caliph who succeeded him. During the time of the Prophet, many women were active in manufacturing, commerce, agriculture, and many were weavers. Various sources provide information confirming the fact that in those days, women regularly took part in collective rituals in the mosque that was the center of public life, that they were active in commercial affairs and earned money, that they served as teachers to both women and men, that they helped warriors behind the lines, that they took on such active responsibilities as tending the sick and wounded, and that they even fought bravely in battlefields. For example, the first wife of the Prophet and the first Muslim, Khadija, was a merchant and was active outside her home. Zainab bint Jahsh was a tanner. The Prophet gave Shifa the job of teaching Hafsa to read and write. Women like Aisha, Hafsa, Ummu Salama were all literate women. There were even women who served men as barbers. Ummu Waraka was another female companion, Sahaba, of the Prophet who was very active in social life. Since Ummu Baraka knew the Quran better than the men in her home, she served as prayer leader there with the Prophet's approval. Muslim women also fought alongside men on the battlefields. For example, women took part in the Battle of Uhud, Battle of Hunain. It is also known that Aisha took part in many battles with the Prophet. Aisha brought water to those on the battlefield while other Muslim women tended the wounded. In other words, during the time of the Prophet, there were no trades and professions from which women were excluded. The women of those days worked in every area and did not hide from men. During the reign of Caliph Umar, a woman named Shifa was appointed as the overseer of the marketplace of Medina, which corresponds to the present-day mayor. During a sermon, Umar tried to limit the amount of the dowry, but when a woman criticized him for trying to introduce something that was not present in the Quran, he conceded that the woman was right and changed his mind. In summary, the Quran includes no mention that can be interpreted as limiting women's active participation in life. In addition to this, historical sources contain many hadiths and historical facts showing that during the first days of Islam, women were active in social life, were educated, worked in many jobs present in their time, and acted together with men. But today, unfortunately, many try to limit women's right to an education, do not recognize their rights to hold administrative positions, and exclude them from areas and workplaces where they would be working with men, thus from public spaces.